time moves on, things evolve and change. We're 2 decades into the 21st century, and radio is bland and boring, right? It's passé, it's irrelevant. Well, we here at the Radio Thrift Shop say, nay. Radio is alive and well. So let's go to the days of future past. The glory days of the underground FM revolution. Here at the Radio Thrift Shop, I'm DJ Frederick.
Better. Why she alone when she went home? Jessica Stone. She thought she could run, it seemed like fun. She couldn't make it. I gave her my love, she had enough. She couldn't take it. Why was she alone when she went home? Jessica Stone. Thank you.
Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org, tripping up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. And I'm here with you every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. until midnight. And all of the programs are archived online at radioforall.net. Well, that was Mr. David Snell, a wonderful harpist, with a tune called Starcrossed. And before that, John Wunderling with Jessica Stone. And we started that set off with a cover version of Crystal Blue Persuasion by, where are my notes? The Kelly Brothers. All right, very cool stuff. Well, I'll be back with more tunes right after this.
Oh, my brother, do you know the Savior?
You're listening to Honey in the Rock, a choral record from 1949, and you're on the sound beat.
He's the rock of your salvation. There is honey in the rock for you. Oh, honey in the rock.
Oh, honey in the rock.
Honey in the rock,
sweet honey in the rock.
Oh, it tastes like honey in the rock.
Frederick A. Graves originally wrote the song in 1895, but his version was a bit, well, heavy. A.P. Carter then rewrote it in 1937 in order to better fit the Carter family's repertoire. In short, he focused more on the honey and the salvation than the blood and the sins. Probably a good move, sales-wise. The Carter family recorded for over 30 years, helping to create and then redefine country music, and were inducted into its Hall of Fame in 1970. This episode was co-written by Syracuse University honor student Jack McCormick, part of the Soundbeat Class Partnership. Learn how students are interacting with historic sound right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
Welcome to a one-minute zine review, where the freedom of speech meets the freedom of print. How to make it in radio. This slim zine is written by Julie from public radio show Destination DIY. Having been involved with radio off and on since 1974, and steadily since 2000, zines like this always grab my attention. How to make it in radio includes some radio production terminology, and interviews with various individuals about how they broke into the field of broadcasting and the programs that they produce. There are a few words of advice and a section of online resources. The downside to How to Make It in Radio is that the zine focuses too heavily on the insular world of public radio, which in my experience is a cliquish world, impossible to approach, and generally panders to the wealthy corporations and wealthy individuals who support their stations. The public in public radio means publicly funded, not public access.
I would have appreciated more in this scene about community radio or pirate radio. Also, the focus seems to be on coming up with a marketable product, for example, a story, and it neglects all other aspects of radio production. The price is a little hefty for such a small zine. You can find the resources listed in the zine online just by doing a search. Julie's earlier zine, How to Make Radio, seemed to have much more practical information in it. To find a copy of How to Make It in Radio, check out destinationdiy.org. I'm DJ Frederick. Keep your dial tuned right here to 1 Minute Zine Reviews. Thank you.
Mr. Herbie Mann with In Memory of Elizabeth Reed. Then we went deep into the basement here at the thrift shop for Rino De Felipe with Transparenza Orientale. And we started that set off with Scala Conga and Spinning Wheel. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. If you would like to communicate with me, you have a question or a comment or any feedback, you can email me at wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's WSCS as in We're Sunapee's Classical Station at colby-sawyer, colby-sawyer.edu. It's time for an Indie Film Minute.
This Indie Film Pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at IndieFilmMinute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. When we first saw the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, we were surrounded by a sea of blue hair. Not punk dye job blue, but the natural old age gray kind. And boy, did they love this story. Seven elderly Brits succumb to promotions of affordable luxury retirement living in India. Predictably, upon arrival, their accommodations offer less than the luxury depicted, setting the stage for a rich tableau of reaction, story, and experience. This film features prime British acting royalty. Dame Judi Dench, Dame Maggie Smith, Bill Nighy, and Tom Wilkinson, to name a few. Not everyone may recognize these names, but suffice it to say that their mastery in the art of character would make utterly fascinating their reading of a dictionary. And they have been given a wonderfully sensitive and comedic story to complement their considerable talents. Sure, the storyline of aging, hope, disappointment, staying positive, and facing death turns out older viewers. So, not about the young? Of course it is. Time marches forward, and all can thoroughly enjoy contemplation of what is current for some, and future for the rest. Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. Not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Well, I'd like to do a quick update on what's happening in the world of low-power FM radio stations that are coming online into the airwaves. There is a new station in Winchester, Ohio, WFGU, broadcasting at 88.1, and that went on the air on January 26th. In Middletown, New York, WQET is on the air at 107.9. In Brookfield, Mass., WACF is on the air. That also went on the air on January 26th. Very good stuff. Way out in Pine Mountain Club, California, KCPK is on the air. And I almost wonder if that's replacing Pinecone Radio that Peter Gullerid has been heading up for numerous years and broadcasting some wonderful programs on FM out in Pine Mountain Club, California. What a cool name for a community, Pine Mountain Club. Wow. And in Bunkerville, Nevada, KRBV is on the air at 95.1. WPCQ, not WBCQ, but WP, as in Peter and Paul, CQ, is on the air at 96.3 in Safety Harbor, Florida. And the newest station on the air as of today is KWJZ at 107.3 in High Rock, Washington. And this is DJ Frederick here on WSCS 90.9 in New London, New Hampshire, and online at classicalwscs.org.
The touch of your hand, the warmth of your smile, makes me feel like a man all the while. The way others stare at your flowing hair makes me realize what I have here. This precious love of ours, what we've waited for. With each new coming day, I love you more and more. And when I look in your eyes and see just what you are to me, they're filled with love, my dear. Stars above is what I have to offer you, my love. The touch of your lips, and when you hold me tight, makes me realize all this is right. The touch of your lips.
unmistakable sounds of Sonny and Cher with the Let It Be Me. And before that, The Leaves of Grass with All This Is Right. Gotta like any band that takes their name from Walt Whitman. Well, you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, the thrift shop of the airwaves, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. I'm here every Saturday evening at WSCS from 10 p.m. until midnight.
Exploring science and the sea. If you could measure the total weight of each kind of animal on the planet, the winner wouldn't be people or elephants or even blue whales. Instead, it probably would be one of the smallest creatures on the planet, Antarctic krill. The shrimp-like critters typically reach about 2 inches in length and weigh a few grams. Yet there are so many of them that their total weight could add up to 500 million tons. That could change in the decades ahead, though. Biologists are concerned that climate change and increased fishing could reduce that number. And that could have a big impact on the entire Antarctic food chain, because krill are a basic food source for everything from penguins to whales. The changing climate could reduce the krill's food supply and make it more difficult for krill to develop their external skeletons. The other challenge is fishing. Krill are used as fish food and in some human food supplements. During the 1980s, international fleets took up to 500,000 tons of krill per year. By 2015, though, the take was less than half of that, thanks mainly to the collapse of the Soviet Union, which was the major player in the krill business. But China recently announced plans to increase its take dramatically. It's building bigger ships to do the job, some as big as supertankers. China says it'll follow international rules, which limit the annual take to about 4 million tons. Still, reaching that limit would leave a lot less krill to sustain life in the Antarctic. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley. Thank you.
This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WCFILP 96.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Singer, songwriter, labor activist, and a wobbly, Joe Hill was born in Sweden and immigrated to the United States in October of 1902. Within 12 years of his arrival, Joe Hill became a symbol and a martyr for a growing labor movement that was just starting to be born. According to the BBC, the only work Joe Hill could find when he first arrived in the United States was cleaning spittoons in one of the poor neighborhoods in New York City. He soon traveled west, working as a farmhand, a construction worker, a longshoreman, and finally a logger. There, he became involved with the International Workers of the World, or IWW, sometimes known as Wobblies. Although he wasn't a frontline organizer, he spent the years of 1911 to 1913 working with the IWW. He had a remarkable talent for writing poetry and songs. In fact, he first coined the phrase "pie in the sky" in his 1911 song, "The Preacher and the Slave." Give a listen.
You
will
be by and by in that glorious land above the sky. Work and pray, live on day.
You'll get pie in the sky when you die. The fun of Joe's lyrics had a serious intent. This intent, however, wasn't well received by companies trying to avoid unions. Unfortunately, Joe Hill proved far easier to remove from this earth than his songs were. On January 10, 1914, Hill knocked on the door of a Salt Lake City doctor at 11:30 p.m. He asked to be treated for a gunshot wound he said was inflicted by an angry husband who had accused Hill of insulting his wife. Earlier that same evening, in another part of town, a grocer and his son had been killed, but had managed to wound a thief. When Joe went to the doctor in Salt Lake City to be treated, the police assumed they'd found their wounded thief. Tune in for our next Hidden History when Joe Hill goes to trial. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
the shores of Erie. Your waters run deep, fill the sea. But now you've taken all that can be. Oh, Ontario, please tell me what you've done. Your water's sour now, afraid it's just begun. Fills the ages, sings faint memories of majestic ships and a good place to be. Your back is broken, get through, get up now, leave. Oh, Ontario, please tell me what we've done. Ontario, your shores are dead. Ontario, I bow my head. Ontario, and the trails in between, the fate that lies before them, now you've already seen. Life you gave to us, we took away for free. Oh, Ontario, please tell me what you've done. You are too sour now, fate has just begun. Oh, Ontario, please tell me what you've done.
Time passes slowly when you live with yourself. Feeling so lonely is like being alone on a shelf. Hoping someday you'll make your way down without breaking when you finally reach the ground. Someone's hand, yet each time you do, you just don't understand why you try. And as the day begins, you look around and you hope someday you'll finally reach the ground. Was. Mm-hmm. the day is gone, you remember every sound. And you pray someday you'll finally reach the ground.
Intriguing set of six tunes there. We started off way back when with Roy Ayers. Unmistakable vibes of Roy Ayers. Then we heard Keith Mansfield with Morning Broadway. Volker Kriegel with Big Schlep. That's me bringing the records into the studio. Big Schlep. Followed by Mike Feams and 7 years from his I Would Dream LP. Ontario with Morning Sun, and finally John Wunderling, Reach the Ground. Well, thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the program. It's never the same show twice, or even once. I've used that line more than once. Wishing you many blessings. We've got more music and more tunes coming up every Saturday evening here, the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS. I'm DJ Frederick.